So, after a word from our commercial sponsors.
This episode of Talking About Practice is made possible by the Civil War. Because if you don't try to break up every once in a while, are you really even trying?
We talking about practice. Not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
Yes, indeed. Y'all know the drill. Talking about practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. The world's greatest sports talk radio show, according to my auntie out in Texas. Shouts to her. I'm your co-host, Jarrell Gilbert, alongside me, partner in crime, my personal dog sitter, good friend, co-creator of the show, Derek Isomaki. It'd be good if his... Let's try that again. Derek Isomaki.
Yo, what's good, party people?
All right, there it is. We have our resident degenerate. If you got it, then spend it, because you can't take this money with you. The one, the only, Rudy Vasquez.
Niner faithful. It's time to walk in, boys. Let's go!
Do it for the Bay. And, of course, we have the 18-willin' fake cowboy himself, El Presidente... Stepman, Brad.
Yeah.
Country, not cowboy.
Yeah, that's right.
Country, not cowboy. And country, I like the El Presidente. I like that
El Presidente.
That's a good one.
I mean, when you drop $1,000 on a hat.
Yeah.
Okay. You bought that. Sorry.
Yeah, no, yeah. I did.
I was just about to ask, does your wife know what you spent on that hat?
100%. Okay. She also knows the hat.
Okay.
So she knows.
We're all good to talk about this freely. 100%. I did not know that.
I thought you did, so that's why I was okay said number on the air right then and there.
No.
If not, you're welcome, world.
She knows about that. Yeah. She also knows the hat, and she knows how much it's worth. So
yeah. Okay.
I mean, you bought it for your wedding day.
I did buy it for my wedding day.
But
and
you bought it, keep it for life.
100%. That type of hat
question,
is a lifelong hat.
Are you going to wear that dress again, Mrs. Feingold? No.
Actually,
she is.
Well, no, there's a possibility where we're gonna.
She's not gonna be Mrs. Feingold, though.
No, but there's like designs where you can like cut up the wedding dress and put it on like a jacket or something like
okay.
that.
Okay,
that's
cool.
That's okay. Multiple uses,
exactly. Because we're definitely not giving it to a kid.
I guess that's a really good point because as a woman, right, it's usually a one-time wear. Mm-hmm. And it's not cheap. I mean, my wife got a screaming deal on hers. Mm-hmm. But wedding dresses are no joke. So no. I guess as a whole.
Got to get creative on how you're going to use it again.
Yeah, and women, I just don't think you could get that upset about your husband spending $1,000 on a cowboy hat if you bought an expensive wedding dress. So
especially a cowboy hat that will be around for
like an that's right. I'll be using it multiple times.
Yeah. A once in a lifetime cowboy hat where they only had one in the entire store and it just so
fit.
Happened to be your size.
That was ridiculous. Like I wasn't expecting that. I was like, there's no way because I've never been able to find one that fits me just right like that.
It was destined.
It really was.
Yeah. I think it literally did. So
You know what? I didn't expect to start the show here during Super Bowl week, but I'm glad we did.
I was just saying, this is the worst week of sports. Past week. The past week has been not the worst week in American sports, I should say. Nothing really happens.
Sometimes during summertime, that's
basketball. Yeah. Summertime's bad too.
The Pro Bowl, which was epic, I don't know if you guys caught that.
No,
it was a joke. Epically terrible.
Okay. Let's get Rudy's review here of the Pro Bowl in a minute because I'd actually love that. But let's talk just real quick. It is Super Bowl week.
Yep.
I know we don't do a ton of prediction radio around here. I think it's kind of necessary the week before. But let's start with this field situation because I have paid no attention to what's been going on. I don't really get into it until a few days out just because if my team's in it, I'm just freaked out for 2 weeks. So I've been trying to purposely not check any news. And then in our Niner group chat that Rudy, of course, is a part of, I was alerted to a field situation. So, Rudy, can you explain? Can you do your best to not cuss?
No, I talked to my cousin. I'm doing my best not to cuss. She says, don't cuss then. I'm like, thank you. That's all I needed. Anyway.
That's not all you need.
I know, but I'm good
right now. No,
that's all I needed.
We've all been saying that.
Yes. Okay. Right. So, unfortunately, the Niners are the away team this year, and the Chiefs are the home team. So the Chiefs get to practice on the Raiders' indoor facilities, which, you know, it is what it is. Every year they switch off. AFC, NFC, this year it just happens to be the AFC. So that being said, the Niners practice at the University of Las Vegas practice field.
UNLV.
UNLV.
Yeah.
And they put sod over their turf field last week. So supposedly it was supposed to be good to go. They go in there and check it out today, and I guess it was poop. It was really soft, blah, 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 and I guess they rate it. From 70 to be average, 80's really good, and that's what the Raiders got. They gave this a 50 score. So they're pissed off.
The sabotage is in. The fix is in. The NFL is like, listen, we need Taylor Swift to win her first Super Bowl.
And, you know, that's right. So they're like, well, what if they share the Raiders facilities, blah, 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 blah. They went around that, and obviously the Chiefs said no. So supposedly, I don't know. I don't think anything's
that's beneficial
came out
for
yet.
The 49ers. I think you should be happy about this news because right now, every sign points to you not winning.
Yep.
Which is all the signs you want going up to the
always.
Game.
Always.
Yes, all the time going up to it. Everyone says you're not going to win. That's great for you right there because that means you're going to win.
Well, we did come in as favorites.
Yes, you did. Which is, again, it's all of this sounds great, but when you think of the which on the other side of that football is Patrick Mahomes being an underdog yet again, that scares the living daylights out of anyone.
Yeah,
but that's the one thing that does concern me is that it's Patrick Mahomes. He is the better quarterback, bar none.
Than anyone.
But again, every sign points to you losing because everyone wants to see Taylor Swift win.
Oh, yeah.
Not to say everyone. There's a select few people that want to see Taylor Swift win. There's a large group of people that do not want to see Taylor Swift win and Patrick Mahomes be this crowning jewel and this season. So I will say there's actually a lot of people who say that they don't want you to win. So maybe this is not good for you. I don't know.
Either way, I think it's going to go. He just went back and forth. You're just like one of us, dude.
I was trying to help you out, but I talked my way out of it.
I really like that you took both sides of that
you're
argument.
Welcome. You're welcome. That's called riding the line, people.
It was at -3. It's at -1.5. I think it's going to be even money come Sunday. So hopefully heavy money comes in late on the Chiefs so they can be the favorite at -1. But either way, yeah, I don't want to have that stat against us of Patrick Mahomes being an underdog because he's, what, like 12-1 or 10-1 or something crazy like that. But
no matter what, it's still Patrick Mahomes on that side.
Either way, yes, it is Patty Mahomes, and he's the truth, and he always finds a way to win somehow, somewhere.
And he's got, you know, the NFL on his side.
Yes.
So that's right.
That's yes.
Yeah, the fix is in, ladies and gentlemen. The fix is in. What's everyone looking forward to in the game or around the game? We could talk about it being in Vegas, what that might look like, the commercials, of course. I don't know if anyone's a big Usher fan around here, but are you looking forward to Usher's halftime performance?
Okay. I mean, just the game itself, man.
Yeah.
I don't really care about the commercials are cool, don't get me wrong, but I don't know how I'm going to be zoned in. I don't know, dude. I'm just, I think I'm a little too nervous to think about anything else besides us winning the damn game.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I can only imagine. I mean, I've had the Panthers have been in the Super Bowl twice in my fandom of them, one of them very early on in my years, another one that ended very quickly in my interest in it because we were just getting ransacked.
But
going up to it, you're definitely... It's
weird. It's a weird feeling.
Because, I'm not used to it. I'm not used to having my team in the Super Bowl. Like, that's just not something I've ever really placated with. But you guys have had your moments, but it's been a long time. You had your demise in 2020, which is only... And 2012.
Yep.
So, it stings.
Yeah,
still it stings going back there. So, like, I know that feeling of going to something. It's like, I'm used to losing this right now.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
So at the same point in time, there's that little bit of hope.
Yep.
And sometimes that hope is the worst thing to have.
It really is.
Because you're just like, oh my gosh, what if? And then that what if starts slowly building and building and building. And then it turns a game day, and then you're just like, it's not going to happen. But you're still like, that what if is still there. And it is. It just, it's a tough place to watch the game as a fan. Because, like, me, no real interest in it. Obviously, I want to see a good game and just see some action. But, like, when your team is on the line, it's just, it's
a whole different ballgame.
You can't really focus on it. But you have to focus on it.
It's such a weird, it's just being anxious all week, even during the, because especially with the Niners, how we play, it's never easy. It was never going to be easy. It hasn't been easy all damn year. And we showed it last weekend against the Lions, the week before against the Packers, and when we went on that four-game losing streak, it's never easy with us.
So I think another thing that's helping you out is this is the year the NFL is trying to avoid the idea of the script, quote unquote, the fixing and whatnot, because you had the Super Bowl colors not winning.
That's right.
Yeah. Then you had this whole, they want the Taylor Swift to win. No, they just wanted her there.
Yeah.
They just wanted her there. They got the eyes already.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, they're just trying to, hey, it's not rigged for her to win. It's just rigged for her to get there.
Yeah.
They don't need her to win.
Going back to your point, though, about the heartbreak and expecting it, as a Niners fan, you know, our last two trips to the Super Bowl, we had a shot in the final minutes, right? We were up, 13 against Patrick Mahomes.
Yep.
And Jimmy G overthrew, who am I thinking of?
Emmanuel Sanders.
Emmanuel Sanders running butt naked open into the end zone.
Wide open.
He connects within there, game over. Also, that third down conversion to Tyreek Hill. And then you go back to 2012, we had Frank Gore, who didn't even touch the ball when we're 8 yards out. With the timeout left, and we decided, you know what we should do? Run three fades to the back of the end zone to Michael Crabtree.
Never throw it all season.
No.
Which is like also one of the toughest plays if you don't have a good quarterback and a really good receiver.
Yeah.
Both sides of it.
And you have Calvin Johnson or Randy Moss in that corner. Yeah. Cool. Okay, let's do that.
Yeah.
Twice. But that wasn't the case.
Sorry.
Yeah, I mean,
no, you're right.
Not even an RPO for Cap. I mean, one of the greatest running quarterbacks we've ever seen, and not even an and this is what I'm saying. We're bringing up old wounds.
We're just used to getting to
the promised land and having our hearts torn out of our bodies.
But not this time, baby. Not this time. Let's go, baby. Right. Let's lock in, Niner Nation. We have to lock. Everyone needs to lock
that
in, damn it.
Of hope right there.
Everyone. Yeah.
We have to have it.
We have to have it.
And you're always going to have it as
a
fan.
Yes.
It sucks having it.
I know. It's the worst damn feeling
to have. They tease you.
Let's go, baby. Come on.
I mean, I appreciate Rudy's fire right
now.
Yeah. I'm locked in, baby. Let's go.
I have
to be this way.
Brad, as a Packers fan, do you just have to root against the Niners in this spot?
Actually, I was going to root against the Chiefs, then I saw your passion. I'm kind of hoping for death.
I'll take it either way, baby. I was rooting for the Niners, and after seeing what I just saw, I'm like, let's go Kansas City. I want to see some pain next
week.
That's fine. I'm totally chill with that, dude. I had not seen any passion from anybody
all week for the past couple weeks, and then now I see this, I'm like, oh, that's right. That's why I didn't like the Niners.
Yeah. There's an exhibit A
Exactly.
I mean, now you guys are the favorite in terms of the world because, one, we've seen enough. The Kansas City has crossed into the villain threshold at this point.
Yeah, they're the Patriots of the mid-2000s, 100%.
They're not going anywhere anytime soon either.
Yeah, it's the whole, you know, either die a hero or live long enough to become a villain. And they've lived long enough right now, they've done their part.
Yeah.
And right now you guys are the ones that, like, you need to win this. If you don't win this right now, it's going to be a lot of shame and just pain on the organization, on Kyle Shanahan, on John Lynch. It's just like, how can you guys not finish this off right now?
With the squad that they have built over the past six years.
But at the same point in time, it's so hard to win.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so hard to win at all. And I think as fans, like, we always, no matter what, like,
we
just
all
getting
know
the Super Bowl is such
how
a,
hard it is. Oh,
just
yeah.
Just getting there is, like, such an amazing feat.
Dan Campbell said it its best. We might not get another shot. This might be only Sean. That was the NFC Championship.
Yeah.
And he knows from him being a player himself. He knows how hard and how lucky you have to be to get to the position where they're at.
I mean, when you realize it, it's literal battle out there.
Yep.
Every single week.
Oh, yeah.
You're going on for 18 plus weeks.
Yep.
You put your body on the line. And you're supposed to continue to repeat. It's like, get up, repeat.
And even be better the next week. Be better the next time. Be better the next time.
And then you get to the playoffs, you're facing better and better opponents.
Oh,
and they don't get easier. It doesn't. It just gets tougher.
Yep.
And so it is just the feat of being able to go through a season and it ascends to you being at a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's amazing in itself, obviously. We only remember the champions. But I think as fans, we always have to take a step back and just realize, yo, stop, lose the fandom and just appreciate the journey of what they're doing, what they're accomplishing out there, what these teams have been able to all come together and create this magical run that accumulates. Thank you. God.
We need water cups.
With them
we do.
Yeah, I know. Seriously. Come on, KZFR. Help us out.
That's all we need is water cups.
Stanley cups for all. Come on. Yeah. Right. Nice little Stanley KZFR.
Oh, that'd be pretty cool.
Ooh.
Like a personal bad. One.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Expensive. I'm trying to, there you go. So, since, let's see, I'm trying to figure out the Super Bowl losers the following year. Actually, the last 3 years, they have all made the playoffs. The only, in the last 5 years, the only exception to that would be the Niners and the Rams. 2019 Niners, 2018 Rams. So, you know, it's just, it's got
to
be it.
19,
know,
it has to be. 19, didn't they have so many injuries, though? Didn't they have all those injuries that year?
Yeah.
Okay. So, it was in 2019 Niners that made the Super Bowl, 2020 Niners
that didn't
that
make it.
6-10 the following season.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
There's all those injuries that followed.
Yeah, the whole team was injured.
That's right. It was a COVID year.
Yeah, COVID year is
deadly.
It's a fart in the wind.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
At this point.
Right? Wait, hold up. COVID year, fart in the wind?
It's like, it's gone. It doesn't matter.
Oh, oh okay. You know? I was going to say it didn't matter.
It was here.
Well, obviously, like, that year mattered. Oh,
I was going to say, because you're Dodgers.
Yeah, in the sporting world, it's like that year is such a...
Asterisk.
Yeah.
Okay.
In every sport, I will say. I think
everyone, in every sport, right?
Yeah. I'm not denying it. I think anyone tries to deny the 2020 year of sporting world as something other than asterisks, you're trying to lie to yourself.
No, that's
true.
All right. Like the Lakers... I don't think that's a real championship. And the Dodgers, I don't think that's a real World Series.
Well, can we get to some good news possibilities in the future? Are we off the Super Bowl yet?
We can be. Let's throw out some quick predictions.
Okay, yeah.
Rudy, I'll start with you. Give me the team and the score.
I actually got... I'm trying to have my boy...
Brad,
Bethes,
let's start with you.
All right. Go ahead, yeah. Sorry, I got
I'm going to go... as much as I hate it, I'm going to actually go Niners 31 to Chiefs 27.
Oh,
okay. 31-27. Okay. I got to go. All right. Niners, we'll say Niners 24, Kansas City 17.
Oh, I'm going to follow up on that. I'm going to bet that same score at plus 7,500. So lock it in, boys. And then I got 31 to 24 Niners at plus 10,000. So
wait, what was that second one?
31-24 Niners at plus 10,000, and then 24-17. What
close.
Derek said at plus 7,500.
On
put it in the bank, baby. Let's go.
Okay.
Wait, I don't like that. What was that plus 10,000?
31-24. He said 31-27.
Right. Good to know.
Yeah.
I don't love that we're all going the Niners. That makes me even more concerned. No. But of course,
you're talking about that. Yeah,
I don't want to, but I.
There's a part of me, there's something that things like Tom Brady didn't win them all. You know, he lost.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, he had his two. He lost to Eli.
I just think
big Dick Cheney and Nick Foles over there.
Yeah.
You know, he lost one to him. So, like, it's out there. It's not like Patrick Holmes isn't good. He's not going to win them all.
Yeah.
I can't think he does have some chinks in his armor right now.
But and that offense is starting to click.
Yes.
It is, and their run game is what concerns me more than anything because the Niners haven't been able to stop the run at all. And it's
because Chase Young can't deal. Chase Young, you better wake up, boy.
Your defensive line is
disgusting. Disgusting.
And not to mention the Chiefs secondary being as good as it is.
They've been balling.
But I think with what Brock Purdy's been doing, when it matters, he's been showing up. And not just showing up, he's been showing out. So I think that's the big thing for me is like... When push comes to shove for these guys, Brock Purdy's been back against the wall.
Yeah.
And he gets them into the end zone at the end of the day.
On those drives that we need him on.
He comes out.
Composure only matters when you need it.
And Brock
Purdy has shown composure
day in and day out.
So I think that's
week in and week out.
That's going to be the game changer for the Niners.
Hopefully
right
we're
now.
Not in that position, baby. But hey, if we are, let's go.
That's somebody to be confident behind. Not Garoppolo. That guy has been showing it.
All right.
Is there anything else anybody's looking forward to the Super Bowl? I mean, I will say I am looking forward to Usher. I am I do love me my Usher life. I'm not like as looking forward to it as I was last year when it was when it was Dr. Dre, and that was last year, right?
Was that
Dr.
2 years? 2 years ago, yeah. When you had all the 90s.
Yeah, that was a great.
That was awesome.
That was the best Super Bowl. Fantastic.
I think for our age demo, that's going to be really hard to top.
Yeah, 100%.
G-Funk is for everybody.
So all right. Is it going to only be Usher, or who else is coming out there? Have they announced that yet or not?
I mean, I would hope Lil Jon and Ludacris, but...
If not, they kind of
right.
Ruin.
Yeah, like that would
hope.
Be
that would be wild.
Because that would be his one song that connects everybody.
Right? Yeah,
he found Bieber. Would Bieber show up for that?
Nah,
Justin Bieber.
Yeah,
he just played for the first time in 3 years at the
All-Star game. Yeah,
I doubt. Here, that. Who knows? I don't know.
Do they do anything? What's their collaboration that they have together?
Yeah,
well, Usher just found him.
Oh, that's it.
Right. That's fine. Yeah. You found him, but like, okay. Do they have a song together?
I don't think they do.
Do they? I don't think they have one.
Yeah, I'm okay.
But
I doubt it.
Did you hear Usher or Bieber might actually get a NHL contract? They were looking at him after the.
Give me a break.
He was actually a recruited. Hockey player when he was a kid before singing.
Yeah, but he hasn't been playing hockey consistently to his entire adult life.
Did you see him out there in the All-Star game?
I did not.
He actually balled out. He actually looked really good.
Yeah, but it's a celebrity game. Okay.
If he does, he'll get murdered out there.
I guess,
every player
to be
would
fair,
kill him.
Master P did play in the NBA.
Preseason.
Yeah. Preseason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's... kind of to my point. Yeah, I don't really think.
All right. No doubt. Shout out to No Limit.
can we move on?
Yeah, I think we're ready.
Did you want to give your prediction?
Oh yeah.
You guys kind of. That 31 number sounds pretty delightful. I'll go Niners 28-24.
Okay.
Let's go.
What I do not want to see, I will tell you this much, is it come to a field goal because Moody. Is a moody kicker. He's all over the place. I don't
know what happened to that
third
kid,
round draft pick.
He needs to wake up too. Same time it's his first year.
Dealer's choice. You want to talk
a third round
hoops
pick.
Or you want to do foot and mouth?
But his first year though.
I kind of want to talk third hoops round right pick. Now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it. Let's just
fun right now.
Oh yeah, it's wild.
It
right
is
now.
Fun.
Wild.
Yeah. One of the things. There's a lot of directions we could go. Let's just start with the LeBron rumors.
Leave.
I know you're ready for him to go.
Wait, what's the rumors? Happy.
So, over the weekend, a reporter in LA essentially said that LeBron could be on the trading block.
Bye bye.
Before the trade deadline at the end of February, I want to say it is.
No, it's like in 4 days. It's coming up pretty soon.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's yes, 4 or 5 days.
Rich Paul then came out, LeBron's agent, and said LeBron is not requesting a trade, nor will the Lakers be trading him. And historically, the Lakers, for the most part, do not trade their superstars.
Yeah.
Kobe demanded a trade famously, and he retired a Laker. He got a ridiculous contract at the end of his career. And I remember the
Lakers.
What about
Shaq? Shaq got traded? Or did
Shaq
he
got
leave?
Traded, yeah. But no. That was because Kobe was like, get him out of here.
Either me or him.
Yeah.
We got Lamar Odom for it.
Yeah.
Brian Grant.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey,
quality pieces.
Yeah.
All right.
No doubt.
Lamar did help us out a lot.
No,
100%. He did.
Yeah. Lamar was legendary.
Yeah.
I think Brian Grant, we had somebody else in there, maybe some trade picks or something, but
either way.
Those are the names that always stick out to me.
Yeah.
All right, continue.
Anyway, the Lakers, I remember when they gave Kobe that contract and everyone's like, why would you give Kobe this much money at the end of his career? And essentially they said, we want to send a message to the league that this is how we treat our stars. And so that's why I find it highly unlikely that a deal would get done unless LeBron came to them and said, all right, I'm willing to go to these places. However, I think it matters to LeBron that he's never been traded and he's always kind of dictated where he went and went during free agency. However, I already know your answer. You'd like to see him out of there.
Well, I know he's obviously not going to get traded. I just don't want to see him. At the end of the season, I want him gone. I would like to see him not re-sign. I don't want to see cut ties with him right now. I'm ready for
it.
It's
time.
You have brought us nothing worthy of bragging about.
At all.
Nothing.
Well, a championship.
A bubble championship during COVID.
That I'm, again, fine, I'll take it. That's nice. But I'm not, like, hanging my banner on that. And you brought us an in-season tournament championship, which, again,
even worse.
Soup, okay? That means absolutely nothing. The fact that you celebrated the way you did makes you disrespect you even more. It's so, I mean, I already, obviously, respect the guy as a player. Hate the man as the man. You know, just not, he's a cringe-worthy person for me. And him, the way he celebrated that, I know the NBA wanted them to flaunt it, and they wanted the team that to win it, to take it seriously. But no way in shape or form would Kobe Bryant ever celebrate that in any way.
He'd be pissed.
He'd be mad that they even won it. He'd want to win it, but he'd be mad they have to win it. All right? He would just go through the process like, we're winning this, okay, just to prove a point, but that's it. Yep. Okay? I'm not busting out any cigars for this moment right now in any way. But, yeah, I would... I guess, obviously, it tickled my pickle when I heard the idea of LeBron James being traded. It probably wouldn't happen just because he is too big of a star. And, like, the Lakers are not in a rock and a hard place where they have to trade him.
Yeah, and all those rumors came about when the Lakers beat Boston in Boston without AD or LeBron James, when our core team actually plays better without them. Austin Reeves out there. I mean, yes, Boston did play a really bad game, but it's still the best team in the league and in Boston, and we blew them out without our two-star players.
Here's the issue when LeBron comes to your team. He kind of runs the team, right?
Yeah,
You guys have totally fleeced your future. I don't think the Lakers have a first-round draft pick until 2029 or something.
Well, we don't have a viable roster. Like, it's not a very, very good roster without LeBron and AD. Obviously, they showed out in that Boston game, and there are some nice pieces in there when they play really well. But those games are going to be few and far between, I feel.
Yep.
Yeah, you guys are 26 and 25. You guys are floating right around 500. I don't remember what the record is.
I mean, we're like 10th place in the league right now. We're in the fake playoffs right now.
We're in 9th at 26 and 25.
Either way, it's still fake playoffs.
Yeah.
So the Lakers don't have their own first round draft pick until 2026. They have the 2024 second round and the 2025 second round for themselves.
Which isn't nothing.
Are these all from the AD trade? Okay.
Oh, we're finally getting some of that?
Yeah.
I mean, second round pick in NBA is not...
So, yeah, I mean, and Anthony Davis, as amazing as he can be, is just a fragile human being.
Yep.
And it's tough to watch someone who can't take a bump.
However, he has played a lot this season.
He's played better this year. This season,
the way that he should be playing, he's playing. But he could be a lot better, though.
If this was last year's AD, he would have been hurt.
Yeah.
4 weeks ago, a month, you know?
So, actually, rereading into this, Pelicans own the 2024 draft, but they can forego that and take the 2025 draft instead. And if they do that, the Lakers will have the next year's draft, the 2024 first-round draft pick to themselves.
So they have a pick swap, but the pick swap is only going to benefit... It's going to benefit the Pels more than it's going to benefit the Lakers.
So if the Pels don't want it, they can just jump to 2025.
So if the Lakers are trash this year and have a lottery pick, the Pels will take it. And... Or they could bank on the Lakers being worse and losing LeBron.
Yeah. I wonder if they can wait until after the lottery and figure out where their pick is and then decide.
Yeah, I'm not sure how the pick swap
works. But anyways, that's what the stipulations are. So
again,
you might have one.
Bleak future for the Lakers,
very,
no doubt.
It's
not bleak because we are still the Lakers and they are still a phenomenally run organization. Well,
You guys are a destination and a legacy franchise, and that's the thing, is you can always attract high-end talent. Yes.
Only when, I don't believe, when LeBron's there, because not everyone wants to play with him.
I agree
with
that.
That's how I feel about
LeBron. Especially at this point in his career.
If he's gone, we'd have bigger names coming through.
Yes.
I think so.
I wish we got Kawhi.
Oh, man.
I loved Kawhi.
He's so good.
Not perfect for the Lakers. He's too quiet, but
still. Insane. He's still a baller, though.
No, he's better.
Clippers look great, man.
They do.
Clippers look great. I can't believe that a team with James Harden, I am predicting, is going to make a long run.
The whole world looks stupid after that whole James Harden fiasco that went down in their first few games, like first 2 weeks together, was just terrible. We're like, oh, look at this. We're so right. James Harden is terrible. And it's like, no, they just needed a little time to figure it out. And they're balling
right now. 2 weeks later, their record is unreal.
You have Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, James Harden, Russell Westbrook, who finally has figured out how to play. Finally. Why are you figuring out how to play now? You could have do this in L.A., the real L.A.? Introducing the fake LA?
Pisses me off.
Probably nicer to play over there because you don't have to play with LeBron James. That's probably what it is.
Exactly.
I mean, that will say forever be an all. If you never saw the video, there was a great video in the Lakers locker room where LeBron James is like, we have to win. We have to go out there and win. And then Russell Westbrook chimes in right after. But let's just have some fun, too.
Yeah. What? Everyone just turned around and stared at him like, bro, like, just leave right now, dude.
It was a different
I'm surprised
world.
He didn't get jumped on live camera. Mm. He probably should have.
Well, there you have it.
Yeah. there's Laker talk.
You're Laker welcome. Talk. Yeah. I do, we could save this for another day, but I do find an underrated story that we're not talking about quite yet. The Steph Curry dilemma that the Warriors are going to face is going to be very interesting because they have a lot of money tied up in Draymond Green now. I mean, not a ton, but, you know, he's making over $20 million. I think he's making $100 million over the next four, so a little over $25 million each year. And you got to decide what you're going to do with Klay this year. And
bye-bye, Klay.
Steph still has some good years ahead of him. And doing this whole rebuilding while still competing thing,
it's not working.
Failed. You got the 1 year out of it, but Moody hasn't developed into the player we were hoping he would become. Kuminga is very hit or miss.
He's average.
I think, well, he's got a lot of upside, but, I mean, the consistency just has not been there.
Yeah, you're right.
So I think that's going to be something, and we have plenty of time to discuss this because they're obviously not moving Steph, right?
No.
There's no more beloved athlete in the history of the Bay Area sports than Steph Curry, and that includes Joe Montana, Jerry Rice, Barry Bonds. No one ever been a bigger star, but I do think they're going to have to figure that out, and you don't have Bob Myers at the helm anymore, which was my big concern going into this offseason, and now it seems to be a bit of a mess, and you have a rookie GM, and it's
not looking good.
Dunleavy Jr., you got your hands full, bud.
I love seeing it, baby.
Dude, Bob Myers is everywhere right now. My dude is living the life after no longer being the GM behind the scenes.
So we were talking about drafts. I remember OKC had a whole bunch. I just re-looked at it. OKC has a potential of having four first-round draft picks and seven in 2025.
They're just loaded, too.
Yeah, so there's a lot of protection stipulations, but... potential for a lot of draft
LeBron
picks.
To OKC for like 30 picks.
Dude, I mean, he probably ruined Shea Gillis if LeBron goes over there. But that's pretty hilarious. OKC, bright future.
And then one snub that I just have to shout out to is Sabonis. How does this guy not get put in the NBA All-Star game?
Because he's trash.
He's trash?
Yeah, Sabonis is not a good player.
Currently 12 points, 18 rebounds, 14 assists.
Yeah, give me a break.
I'm sorry.
Huh?
How many points?
12.
12, 18, and 14. So, that's 12. A bad stat line.
Mid.
Yeah. He's a great. He's trash.
He's mid.
He's nice player on the team. But all star?
Huh. Yeah. No. Not
really?
An all star.
Interesting. Okay. I guess. All right.
Honestly, if he jumped up to like 18, 19 points,
he did. He just has 12 points right now.
I'm here to tell you the Kings will forever regret that trade. It seemed like a great trade for both teams at the time.
Tyler's balling right now.
Yeah.
But you also have, Halliburton. I mean, you have, what's it, you have a Fox, so it's kind of hard, you know?
He's averaging 19.9, 13, and 8.
Foxes?
No, Sabonis.
But I thought you said he's at 12.
Currently right now, playing at this game. Averaging for the season, 19.9,
oh, okay.
13, and 8.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Right. You really didn't work out.
I'm at the current game right now.
Oh, okay. All right, okay. He's got 12 points right now.
So he's what?
19.9.
Yes.
13 rebounds, 8 assists.
Okay,
that's 61%.
I would consider that an all-star.
That's wild.
Yeah, that's a pretty good.
That's a great stat. Yeah,
that's a good average right there.
He's coming off
bad for you, Drew.
No, it's fine.
He's a nice piece.
He's coming
off
nice
the bench,
piece.
But he's not going to be like a starter all-star.
That's fine.
Yeah. He's a nice piece.
Those
he's a solid piece.
To say right now.
I'm sorry to the Kings World fans out there. I'm sorry for calling him trash. I just don't like him. I do not like him. I don't like his face.
He just said that's now he's gonna.
Every time you talk trash about somebody, they go off the next week or two.
Like Jordan Poole effect. He's gonna have a career year, and then I'm gonna praise him at the end of the year.
Yep,
and then he's gonna be pooped, and then he'll be on the Wizards in 2 years.
I think people are gonna start.
Everyone just ends up at the Wizards at the end.
I think people are going to start paying you to trash talk their favorite players.
I'm here for it.
Yeah, that'd be not a bad gig at all. All day. Just
Venmo me.
I can be your accountant. Don't worry.
That'd be solid.
Let's not make that joke again.
Lakers actually winning right now. Wow.
Yeah. Let's get some Hornets, baby. Let's go.
Look at that.
A win's a win. Hey. Much. A win's a win.
Little the we old reverse psychology.
Yeah, there's still 3 minutes left.
This is Talking About Practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. Jerome, Derek, Rude Dog, Stepman, Brad, all in the house. We want to thank you again for hanging out with us. We also want to thank our friends over at Northern Star Mills, serving the North Valley with farm, garden, and pet supplies since 1898. Northern Star Mills offers natural and organic soil amendments and fertilizers, as well as natural and holistic pet supplies. Northern Star Mills is located in downtown Chico, across from the Bidwell Mansion. Shout out to our underwriters. Shout out to you. Appreciate y'all hanging out with us. We're going to get our foreign correspondent on in just a few minutes. But before we do that, let's catch y'all up. Derek Isamaki has the news.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news, breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for the news. So, first story of the day. We're taking you over to good old Wisconsin. Rhymes with mansion. Where...
Sorry. It's an old T-Pain line, and it makes me laugh every time.
Beautiful.
And I recently had a friend who hit me up and was like, T-Pain, just goals. I'd like to be in a mansion in Wisconsin. I was like, hold on a second. Doesn't your aunt and uncle literally have a mansion in Wisconsin? And she's like, oh my God, I've been in a mansion in Wisconsin.
My whole life.
Yeah.
I've just been calling it Wisconsin this whole time. What's wrong with me?
Mind was blown. Anyway, we're going to Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, where a nice Goodwill over there got more than it bargained for. I don't know about you. I do love a good little thrift store shopping. Thrift store shopping can be amazing. You go to the right thrift stores.
You never know till you know.
You can find some gold.
Oh, yeah.
Literal gold.
Digging in the crates.
Unfortunately, you might find some other things in there, too, that aren't good.
Yeah, such as?
A live grenade.
Oh!
Yeah. Wait, in Wisconsin?
In Wisconsin. In a box of delivered donations, they were the... Personnel of the Goodwill were sifting through, found themselves a grenade, a live grenade.
Damn.
Pin in and everything.
It's a fire deal.
Very explosive, all right? Explosive situation here.
Once in a lifetime opportunity.
Don't pull that pin.
Wait.
Luckily, they didn't. What was it? Yeah.
Because you pull the pin and you're done. It's a once in a lifetime type of thing.
Okay.
All right. It's a stretch.
All right, yeah. Well,
anyhow.
I heard some jokes I wanted to.
We were doing.
In.
Fire and explosion puns.
I was doing your life ends pun.
Hey, they end either way.
Back to you, Derek.
So, what do you do when you find a live grenade? Well, you obviously pull the pin. Wrong, no. Well,
20 people dead.
You call the right authorities and they dispose of it properly. But still, either way, pretty cool donation, I have to admit.
Yeah.
Who's also got a live grenade in their attic right now, you know? Come on, bring it on down.
Yeah,
I want to see it in
action.
I've
always wanted to throw a grenade over a wall.
I've always wanted to throw a grenade as well.
Yeah, 100%.
That'd be pretty cool.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
I think the movies and video games make it a lot more of a show than it really is. It's more of like a loud noise and just a pop.
Have you done it before?
I've not.
I feel like you're going to have a lot of debris flying everywhere, though.
Depending on where you throw it.
It's not like if you
throw in the dirt's going to fly everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like an explosion.
Like a bomb.
Yeah, it's not like a bomb. Yeah.
If you throw it in a room, it's not going to destroy the house. It's going to destroy the room.
The room will be
nicely
messed up.
Yeah.
It'll be nicely messed up, yeah.
More of the smoking and damage.
Anyway, moving on. So,
World War II.
Coming from your grenade experts here.
Careful, when somebody gives you something for free, just double check it. You never know. There might be World War II history in there.
Oh, man.
And moving on, we go from our good old Wisconsin to our beloved Malaysia. That's right. Everyone loves Malaysia, right? Most people, I bet you, couldn't even tell you where Malaysia is. Well, that's fine. You don't need to know where it is in this story. You just need to know about the country of Malaysia. They don't do kindly to when you pour boiling water onto your child.
Whoa.
Yeah. But mother,
good figure.
Yeah, so that's what happens. We're going over to Miss Sungai Unga, where she Exactly. Thank you. I appreciate that. Intentionally inflicted injury on her 13-year-old son by throwing a pot of boiling water on him. Now, you might be saying, what caused this mother to do this?
What did the kid do?
Well, my dude was using her data on her cell phone to watch porn. Hey, use your own damn phone, my dude. Not my data plan. Nah. In a country of Malaysia, a very religious country of...
It's frowned upon.
Frowned upon, yes. But porn in general, not really good for you. It's coming out right now. So watch out, boys and girls out there. Don't want to limit it to just the boys out there.
Yeah,
everyone loves a little porn, apparently. Yeah. This boy does it too much. Using up her data plan and watching porn on her phone, so she throws boiling water on him.
That's wild.
Hopefully that gets him to stop. Permanently. He's probably dead. Yeah. Boiling water usually results in severe burns.
Severe burns.
Severe burns. Not death.
I think he's going to live.
You probably have second-degree burns on you. Maybe third degree.
You never know. Maybe he was...
He's burnt to the fourth degree, though. I'm just saying, man. You know? Hopefully he wasn't in the act when he was pouring water.
All right.
Man,
all
that would be... Oof.
Malaysia.
Either way, she got 3 to 5 years in prison for that.
Oh,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
That seems light.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. They're probably like, you know what? I get it.
He didn't kill
punishment
a kid.
It's a crime. Watch porn get boiling water on you.
Sheesh.
Right?
Damn.
Oh. Right?
Makes sense. Malaysia, too.
In Malaysia. Yeah. They probably.
Like, you know, the boy a thing permanently or two about
watching
Malaysia.
Porn in Malaysia. Yeah, you know? That's like, crazy. The boy probably got a heavier punishment.
3 to 5 years? That's wild.
Yeah.
I think that's harsh.
I don't think that's harsh.
I think that's going to increase child abuse over there.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm like 3 to 5 years of boiling water.
Wow. All right. What happens if I take a hand? The right hand.
The back.
He ain't doing porn anymore.
God.
So that kid probably got burnt pretty bad. Uh-huh.
From the comings and goings of Malaysia.
Note to self, use your own cell phone.
No, that's the news.
Don't use the data plan of your mother.
Yeah, that's what I said. Well, don't use your own cell phone. Oh, use your own cell
phone. Yeah, use your own cell phone and your own data plan. Yeah, have your own data plan on that one.
Let's class up the show a little bit. As we do each and every week, we class up the show by bringing on our foreign correspondent, Aaron, who covers the sports that we didn't pay enough attention to over the past week. So as we do... Aaron, please help us class up the show a little bit. Hello, by the way. Uh-oh. Aaron?
Aaron?
Aaron.
I will try and get her back on. She was just on.
Okay.
I feel like I did hear her for a second.
I did.
Yeah. I did hear her. Aaron.
Hey, Aaron.
Hello.
Hello.
All right. I'll bring her back.
Okay. In the meantime... As we do around here, I just wanted to mention that I got a lot of anxiety going into this week.
I think you always have anxiety.
Well, yeah.
All of us have anxiety in general, but.
Dare you put that sit on me, okay? I'm not anxious about anything. Lies, but yeah.
It's everyone says that, but we all know we have it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just.
Single forever.
Just take a deep breath and relax.
If anyone could help me and like give me guidance on how to not worry about the Super Bowl week, please feel free to hit me up at the J Row Show on Instagram. Do we have her back? Let's try this one more time. Let's try to class up the show once again with our foreign correspondent, Aaron. Aaron, hello. Hello?
This might be Aaron's fault right now.
This is Aaron's fault. I just brought her back on.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's showing on air on our end, so.
Well.
We'll try it again.
We'll try her next week, I suppose.
Sounds good.
You had a tough...
Hello?
Aaron?
She's playing...
Aaron!
I could hear you in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Aaron!
Oh.
Hello?
All right.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. We tried.
We'll figure it out.
That's unfortunate.
That is unfortunate. Yeah. Because I did want to hear about... She has some good topics, and... I did want to hear about them, but I don't really know. Let's do Rudy's picks.
Here we go.
Let's do Rudy's picks. We could try this one more time, and if we don't get her, I think third time's a charm, or we're clipping her. So, with no further ado, Rudy, are you ready for that, by the way? All right, there we go.
I gotta tell you, it's just occurred to me what the student body has been chanting for the last 2 or 3 minutes. It's the name Rudy.
I'm gambling again.
New week, new money, baby. And
that's
guess,
right.
Guess what's back in the running is golf.
I knew it.
I didn't touch last weekend because if you saw Pebble Beach or if you live in California, you know that storm is still here.
Yeah.
And it's so bad that they had to cancel day four. So they gave it to my boy, Wyndham Clark, which is my dog. If you know me, I love that guy. And my... Yes, I didn't bet on him at +10,000. +10,000 for him to win it, and he won it. He scored.
Wait, you didn't?
Didn't.
And you just said Wyndham Clark's your guy.
I won him last year.
Okay, but you didn't put $10 on 10,000? +10,000?
I literally just said I didn't touch the whole tournament because it was so bad.
Wyndham Clark ain't your guy then.
Yeah. He is, still is, and so always.
So name like Wyndham Clark, he'll never leave your side, but you left his side.
I did leave his side.
Wow.
Anywho, Waste Management is this weekend. We all know Waste Management is a fiesta. As much as I hate doing this, I'm going to roll with JT. Justin Thomas has been playing pretty good at +1,200. So those odds are pretty good. And I'm going to roll with my boy Ricky Fowler like I do every week because he's just a dog at +5,500. So those are my golf bets for the week. Some prop bets for this week. I got CMC over 90 yards, Pacheco over 68 yards, and Travis Kelce anytime touchdown score, and then a couple of fun ones. How many planes will be in the national anthem? Over 4.5 at -120.
You sound disgusting.
I know.
Yeah.
Will
you
need mute
him for so
I need water. Yeah, your
throat. My God.
That's what I got. There it is.
Goodness.
I need water cups, damn it.
You're not going for CMC to score a touchdown?
I might throw it. One touchdown is -300.
-300?
Yeah, -330, actually. Two touchdowns, it's -120.
I guess my guy is guaranteed a touchdown in every game he plays.
Oh, yeah. So I might roll with the two touchdowns at -130 or 140. But, yeah, scoring one for him is -330.
You're not doing any money on a Super Bowl MVP?
Oh, MVP. Yeah. Sorry. MVP... I got right here. Already pulled
I'd imagine
it
CMC is going to be up top.
I got Debo... Debo Samuel, where are you? Oh my God!
Because I like Debo
George Kittle +6,000, 20 to win 1,200. Debo Samuel 40 to win 800 at +2,000. Travis Kelce $20 to win 240 at +1,200.
Wow!
So that's what I have.
Go for the surprise ones. I like it.
Yeah, I'm
go for the value.
Yeah.
I think the Debo pick isn't a bad pick because the Niners kind of go as Debo goes.
Yep.
He's so freaking good, man. And he's so hard to get down on the first contact almost never gets Debo down. I remember in that Lions game when he got tripped up and he even got up like, wait, did the first guy just
touch me or
did I really get tackled by the first guy? That doesn't happen.
I like the George Kittle one just because like I said, that secondary in Kansas City is nasty and he might be Brock Purdy's like soft landing.
They
place.
Do play man coverage and George Kittle plays really good against man coverage.
You're also gonna see him probably throw some nasty blocks too that are just gonna light some people up.
George Kittle is a real boom or bust guy when it comes to he's pretty consistent as far as being a part of the offense, but as far as stat wise and touchdowns, like he's a boomer bust kind of guy. It's either a George Kittle game or it's not. Yeah. So we'll see what Shanahan cooks up. I'm probably going to jump on a couple of those and, you know.
What snack are you looking forward to most in the Super Bowl party?
I'm going to say Darren's Korean ribs.
Oh, yeah, those are good.
I could eat those all day.
You know what?
Day.
Let's jump into it then. I have questions. Do you want to do your North State update real quick so we could do questions after?
Yes, I'll do it real quick.
Okay.
Don't even need the intro.
Okay.
So we are coming to the end of the basketball season. Chico State basketball for both men and women have 7 games left, 5 on the road. 2 at home, February 22nd and 24th against Cal State Dominguez Hills and Cal State LA. The other competitions between Cal Poly Pomona, Cal State San Bernardino, Cal State Monterey Bay, and to finish off the season at Cal Poly Humboldt before the CCAA tournament. The women currently sit in second place at 11-4 in conference. Cal State San Marcos is leading with a 13-2 in conference. Men are 16-4 overall, 11-4 in conference. They are currently second in the conference behind Cal State Dominguez Hills at 13-2. Again, Chico State 11-4. Now going to Chico High basketball, they're sitting in fourth place. There is a very little chance that they'll be making it further up, but playoffs is coming around the corner. They have a game against Foothill, which is a number two seed behind Pleasant Valley, which is 7-1. Pleasant Valley plays against Shasta, and then on Friday it'll be the Chico PV rematch. Going to Chico High girls, they are 8-0 overall in the conference, 18-7 overall throughout the season. They are going to be playing against Foothill, and then it'll be a matchup for who will be taking the number one spot in the league, PV Chico. It'll be at Pleasant Valley on Friday. Once again, PV girls are 7-1 in league. They'll be playing against Shasta at Shasta on Tuesday the 6th, and that is my North State update. Also, baseball and softball will be starting. Well, actually, softball got canceled this past weekend. They were supposed to start this weekend. So this upcoming weekend, both baseball and softball will start, barring any weather restraints. That is my North State update.
All right. Very good. Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. let's get into questions. I was hoping to have Aaron here, so I might save a question because we actually got a woman who wrote into us and needs some dating advice. So we'll see. We might get to it and just rehash it and just give her the in the nutshell version next week. Let's start with Super Bowl party, though. This one's the most pressing, obviously. Mm-hmm. And again, ladies and gentlemen, we love when you check in with some athletic stats. And so we have former D3 Hooper checking in here.
Nice.
Our friend says, huge fan of the show. My wife and I have been fans of the show basically since the beginning, and we even used to listen to this. Say hey, shout out to our boy Jake the Podfather.
Nice.
My wife and I recently bought a new house, and we decided to host our first Super Bowl party. Our house is the ideal setup for hosting, with an open floor plan, large living room, and big backyard with an outside TV and bar setup. As a newcomer to hosting Super Bowl parties, I was wondering if y'all have thrown your own Super Bowl parties in the past, and if so, what advice can you offer to ensure that we have a great time, all the proper food, the right refreshments, and how do we make sure that people do not linger too long after the festivities are over? Thanks, I will hang up and listen. All right. So, let's start with the food. Wings is a must.
Yes.
Wings is a must.
You got to have, obviously, any number of good finger foods out there. Wings,
yep,
100% must. I love a good pig in a blanket.
Yeah.
You want to do a good pig in a blanket, got to do that. You got to have chips and dip. That's 100% that's, must.
If you're not even at a Super Bowl party if they don't have chips and dip.
That's a fake party there.
I'm a big Chakoots fan, so good charcuterie board.
Okay. All right. Yeah. This day and age, I guess you got to have charcuterie board.
You're also a big appeals. D-bag for calling it charcuterie. Yeah.
Thank you. Why, what, when, where, how? Please don't ever do that again. Charcuterie. Just complete the word, okay?
Charcuterie board, yes.
You're going to be that person, all right? You got to obviously have some type of sweets as well. Candy of some nature. Got to have some good candy. And I would say if you want to do it big, get, you know, you can either hot dogs are sometimes easy. Pizza is always nice. You got to have some big main dish, something like maybe a large sub.
Agreed.
Too.
Yeah.
Like I've done large subs before in the past. Those are always a big
hit. Yeah.
Beverages too, you know, the adult and the non-adult type. Yeah. Plenty of water as well.
Yes.
Water is key.
Yeah.
Water is key. I think one thing is you said you have the perfect setup. The perfect setup to me is I need two spaces to watch the game. One where everyone's hanging out and talking and I can't hear what's going on. And one when I get serious, where everyone who's serious and locked into that game can go into a separate room. Preferably if you have a TV that you could set up outside and kind of get away from the hustle and bustle.
Now, they did say they did have, a TV outside, so maybe that's what
right.
you do.
They did say that.
Outside. So that is the perfect setup.
Either take one of the areas, the inside of the outside, as this is the hangout area. This is where you can do whatever you want. The game is merely background noise.
Yep.
And you have one of the TV where this is the main noise. You come in here and watch the actual game and stuff. So, yeah, I'm 100% for that as well. And just make it so that everything is something where you don't have to sit down and eat. You know?
Yeah.
You wanted like stuff that you can hold in your hands to have. All right. Snackable stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Smaller things. Things that
don't have to go on a plate are preferable.
Preferable like that.
Or use a fork or spoon.
Don't need that. Leave forks and knives as little as possible and have plenty of napkins.
Yeah. Huge pro tip here. Order some Costco pizzas several days in advance. They're what, $10 a pop? They feed a ton of people. They're delicious. You only have a couple options, and it makes it easy. You can get 5 giant pizzas for $50 plus tax. You get your combo pizza. You get your cheese and pepperoni.
No combo.
They don't have combo.
They don't have combo anymore.
Not the pre-made ones?
No.
Oh, the pre-made ones.
Oh, right. They're getting the pre-made ones, right? Yeah. You actually get like 2 or 3 beforehand, the hot and readies. No. Yeah.
Okay.
Pre-made. You could call those ahead.
Oh, you can.
But the combo's not there anymore.
It's not there anymore.
No, but they do. I forgot. They do have it in the freezer
section. I'm good with their cheese and pep.
Yeah.
Their pizza's solid. Great.
Cheese and pepperoni.
Yeah. That's all I need, baby.
That's pretty much it.
I'm a simpleton when it comes to my pizza delight.
Combo is good, but not missed.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a crazy person. I love Hawaiian pizza.
I love Hawaiian.
I'm a firm believer of pineapple on my pizza.
Yes.
100% believer.
Yeah, I'm good.
Pineapple on pizza.
You skip me with that. Anywho.
Yeah. Super Bowl party. You got it. You got it made for you. I think we painted you the proper picture.
How do we ensure that people leave on time? I think that typically
start
kind
cleaning.
Of. Start cleaning is a great one. I think it usually resolves itself. I don't know how old you guys are. You said you're married, so I'm guessing late 20s, 30s, 40s,
some kids
like
maybe around. I think it's easier for the kids. All right, let's take the kids.
Yeah, I think depending on your demographic, it kind of resolves itself. If it's a slightly older demographic, people got work the next day. Which, by the way, why is the Super Bowl not on a Sunday? They have a 2-week break. Oh, no, on a Saturday. Like, we have a 2-week break.
Yeah.
Like, everyone, we know that everyone is going to a Super Bowl party. That Monday after the Super Bowl is an absolutely useless day for anything at work.
I don't
understand why we can't just move it to Saturday. We don't need to make it a national holiday. Just move the freaking game to Saturday.
You know why? It's because football doesn't want to say Super Bowl Saturday. Super Bowl Sunday is so iconic. They're not going to move it for that. It's all about the iconicness.
Yeah. Super Bowl Sunday is kind of like
it's about the tradition, which is dumb.
Okay, well then, government, get on it and give us a national holiday the day after. I don't see why is this so difficult. Move President's Day a week up. Who cares?
You know, let's just MLK Day. Move it to February for Black History Month.
That's perfect.
There we go.
I know. Isn't it technically January his birthday? But
that's correct.
Yes.
Who cares about that?
But it's Black History Month.
Everyone's got birthdays. Okay, they're not that special.
True. Yeah, agreed.
Yeah. Everyone's got a birthday.
Literally everyone.
Everyone's got a birthday.
There's not one person I've met to this point that doesn't have a birthday.
You got to have a birthday. So you're not special to have a birthday. So yeah, we move to Black History Month, MLK Day in February.
Boom.
Problem solved.
Speaking of birthdays, happy birthday, my boy Font. And
hey.
I do have if this will ever load, I do have a grinds my gear. Okay, here we go. Hold on. Real quick.
Really grinds my gears.
When people get upset that you didn't wish them a happy birthday on Instagram, is there anything that is more meaningless than if I forgot your birthday, throwing up, happy birthday on Instagram? Matter of fact, I will not even hit you up. If I didn't know, and Derek taught me this rule, and I live by it, and I will die by it. If I did not know it was your birthday, and the only reason I found out was because of social media, then I'm not going to make a whole to-do about it. That's straightforward.
Fair. Yeah, 100%.
You got one, sir?
Pull it up right now. Yes.
Okay.
You know what really grinds my gears?
People that don't silence their phones in public or people that have a conversation in a bar. Like, if you're on your phone inside a room, go outside.
I could not
just
agree
step
more.
Outside, please. I don't need to hear your conversation. If you can't because it's like downpouring rain because we're having, understandable. That's fine. Mother Nature rules everything. But you can go outside. No one needs to hear your conversation, please.
Yes. Oh, God. For everyone, in general, if you're going to hop on a call and you're in a public area, step to the side. Step out of a facility, restaurant, bar, whatever.
For your sake, everyone's sake, okay? Yeah. You don't need to be lost in something else that's going around you. Step outside, focus on your call, okay? The person on the other end is going to appreciate you not blaring out their business.
Yeah, I was in the sauna today at the gym I go to, and this gentleman took a call in the sauna and was on the phone for like 6 minutes.
Nice.
That's despicable. That to me is straight to hell. Yeah. Judge, jury, and executioner not needed.
This is my quiet time, dude. That's
what time you're in a small confined space like that.
Yeah.
Is a cardinal sin. A bar, because it's loud and stuff can get lost in there. You might think it's somewhere. I still don't agree with it in any way. Step outside. But a sauna, that's like you might as well be in a yoga room right there.
Right.
You know? You might as well be in a library.
Right.
Okay?
Straight
up. That's not acceptable. Unacceptable.